Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachadi. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Bhari Vajakacharya. Ashtotara Shata Sri Srimad, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Patita Pavana Savior of the Fallen Souls Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada flooding the whole universe with the tidal wave of super ecstatic Krishna Prema Ki. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Bharivajakacharya Ashtotara Shata Sri Srimad. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindaki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premse Kahoshi Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shamakund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Navadweep Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Maya Ki Jai. Himuna Maya Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulasi Devi Ki Jai. Gora Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru in Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jata Harshaha Apatat Murdana Kshito Labda Manaharataha Girabihi Tu Abhyagrinat Pritisvabha Atma Krita Anjalihi Chataharsho Patan Murda Dana Kshito Labda Manoritaha Girbistvav Abhyagrinat Priti Svabhavatma Kritanjali Chataharsho Patan Murdana Kshito Labda Manorataha Girbistvav Abhyagrinat Priti Svabhavatma Kritanjali Chataharsho Patan Murdana Kshito Labda Manorhata Girbistvav Abhyangrinat Priti Svabhavatma Kirtanjali. Svabhavatma Kirtanjali Jataharsho Patan Murdana Chitolabdha Manottama Giribhi Svavanga Priti Svabhavatma Kirtanjali Chataharsho Patan Murdana Shrito Labda Manottada Prakriti Svabhavatma Kirtanjali Jata Harsho Patan Mordana Shito Labda Mordana Girbi Svabhinat Priti Svabhavatma Kirtanjali Jata Harsho Patan Mordana Shito Labda Manortata Girbi Svabhavinat Priti Svabhavatma Kirtanjali Vaishnavis Jata Harsho Patan Mordana Shito Labda Manortata Priti Svabhavatmakirtanjali Jata Harsho Pradhan Munna Hito Lada Munna Hiti Vishvavirapriti Svabhavatmakirtanjali Chata Harshaha, naturally jubilant. Apatat, he fell down. Mordana, with his head. Kshito, on the ground. Labda, having been achieved. Manaha Rataha, his desire. Girbhi, with prayers, to and Abhyagranat, he satisfied. Pratisvabhavadma, whose heart is by nature always full of love. Kirta Anjali, with folded hands. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. When Kardama Muni actually realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead in person, he was greatly satisfied because his transcendental desire was fulfilled. He fell on the ground with his head bowed to offer obeisances unto the lotus feet of the Lord. His heart naturally full of love of God, with folded hands, he satisfied the Lord with prayers. Purport. The realization of the personal form of the Lord is the highest perfectional stage of yoga. In the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where yoga practice is described, this realization of the personal form of the Lord is called the perfection of yoga. After practicing the sitting postures and other regulative principles of the system, one finally reaches the stage of samadhi, absorption in the Supreme. In the samadhi stage, one can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his partial form as Paramatma, or as he is. Samadhi is described in authoritative yoga scriptures such as the Patanjali Sutras to be a transcendental pleasure. The yoga system described in the books of Patanjali is authoritative, and the modern so-called yogis who have manufactured their own ways not consulting the authorities are simply ludicrous. The Patanjali yoga system is called Ashtanga Yoga. Ashtanga Yoga. Sometimes impersonalists pollute the Patanjali yoga system because they are monists. Patanjali describes that the soul is transcendentally pleased when he meets the Supersoul and sees him. If the existence of the Supersoul and the individual is admitted, then the impersonalist theory of monism is nullified. Therefore, some impersonalists and void philosophers twist the Patanjali system in their own way and pollute the whole yoga process. According to Patanjali, when one becomes free from all material desires, he attains his real transcendental situation, and realization of that stage is called spiritual power. In material activities, a person engaged in the modes of material nature. In material activities, a person engages in the modes of material nature. The aspirations of such people are 1. To be religious, 2. To be economically enriched, 3. To be able to gratify the senses, and at last, 4. To become one with the Supreme. According to the monist, when a yogi becomes one with the Supreme and loses his individual existence, he attains the highest stage called Kaivalya. But actually, the stage of realization of the personality of God is Kaivalya. The oneness of understanding that the Supreme Lord is fully spiritual, and that in full spiritual realization one can understand what he is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is called Kaivalya, or in the language of Patanjali, realization of spiritual power. His proposal is that when one is freed from material desires and fixed in spiritual realization of the self and the supersoul, that is called Chit Shakti. In full spiritual realization, there is a perception of spiritual happiness, and that happiness is described in Bhagavad Gita as the supreme happiness, which is beyond the material senses. Trance is described to be of 2 kinds, sampragnata and asampragnata, or mental speculation and self-realization. In samadhi, or asampragnata, one can realize by his spiritual senses the spiritual form of the Lord. That is the ultimate goal of spiritual realization. According to Patanjali, when one is fixed in constant realization of the supreme form of the Lord, one has attained the perfectional stage as attained by Kardama Muni. Unless one attains this stage of perfection beyond the perfection of the preliminaries of the yoga system, there is no ultimate realization. There are 8 perfections in the Ashtanga Yoga system. One who has attained them can become lighter than the lightest and greater than the greatest, and can achieve whatever he likes. But even achieving such material success in yoga is not the perfection or the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is described here. Kardama Muni saw the Supreme Personality Godhead in his eternal form. Devotional service begins with the relationship of the individual soul and the Supreme Soul, or Krishna and Krishna's devotees. And when one attains it, there is no question of falling down. If, through the yoga system, one wants to attain the stage of seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, but is attracted instead to attainment of some material power, then he is deterred from proceeding further. Material enjoyment is encouraged by bogus yogis. Material enjoyment, as encouraged by bogus yogis, has nothing to do with the transcendental realization of spiritual happiness. Real devotees of bhakti yoga accept only the material necessities of life absolutely needed to maintain the body and soul together. They refrain completely from all exaggerated material sense gratification. They are prepared to undergo all kinds of tribulation, provided they can make progress in the realization of the Personality of Godhead. Om Gantu Misha Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Svapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karanmayam Dati Svam Padankiyam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttapara Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagutatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tamsjivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Paran Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namoshtate Taptikanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanushruta Devi Pranami Hari Priye Fancha Kalpatiyo Vista Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutade Srimati Sankarsandasa Rikarita Namine Namo Prabhupada Nukupremuti Kripamani Gauradesha Vakarshutama Bhakti Varshani Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutade Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pachadine Nivishesha Shunivadi Pashchat Nidesatadine. Translation again. When Kardama Muni actually realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead in person, he was greatly satisfied because his transcendental desire was fulfilled. He fell on the ground with his head bowed to offer obeisances unto the lotus feet of the Lord. His heart naturally full of love of God, with folded hands, he satisfied the Lord with prayers. Prabhupada very nicely describes that the perfection of yoga is realization of the personal form of the Lord, and describes that actually one can attain a face-to-face direct relationship with Krishna by performing yoga. And he describes the Patanjali yoga system or Ashtanga yoga that some people, what we generally would perceive as yoga, is stretching, asanas and things like that. But Prabhupada actually says that this is an authoritative school of yoga, because it's coming from Patanjali, who is authoritative. But unfortunately, the modern day interpretations of this has been polluted because people have given their own manufactured ways, not consulting the actual authorities from this yoga line. So this is very dangerous, actually. We have to accept an authority, someone to learn from, someone to teach, someone who has done it before. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 4:34, Tadvidi Pranipatina, Padi Prashneda Sevaya, Upadek Shantite Ganam, Ganinas Tatvadarshanaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So it's very simple that we need somebody who has seen the truth in order for it to be revealed to us. It's not that I can just concoct my own ideas, create my own yoga system, and exploit the people and make money off of it. I met this one man actually in Austin, Texas. I was distributing books at this very wonderful place called Zilker Park. It was like a Sankirtan paradise. There's just so many people, all of like the open-minded people of Austin gather here. And anyway, I met this one man. I can't remember his name. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I wanted to expose him. You could look him up later, but I can't remember his name. Oh, I met Connor Murphy. You can look him up. His name is Connor Murphy. I met him. He told me that he was God. He had a crystal on his third eye with a headband around it and was sitting and staring at the sunset. And I gave him some books. He took them, but I looked him up later, and he created his own yoga system called... Prema Sadhi Yoga. That's what he called it, Prema Sadhi Yoga. And he has it, this whole thing on YouTube. Basically, what he would do is he would go and find, I'll just be frank, he went and found pornographic actresses and would film videos of him doing these weird sexual yoga with these pornographic actresses, and he was presenting this, teaching this, And he just grabbed two Sanskrit words, threw them together, and had an excuse to exploit women. So this is bogus, actually. This is a complete... he was doing postures that maybe he found in some of these yoga sutras. But it's completely bogus because it's not coming from Krishna directly in the line of a spiritual teacher. So actually, this is the only way we can have... bona fide yoga is if we go through someone that knows what they're doing and is learned from someone who knows what they're doing. And that's why we're so fortunate that we've come in contact. First of all, we're so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada just endeavored so much to come to the West. He just like worked so hard, practically slaved away for like his whole life before he came at the age of 70. And then came to America. And then we are so fortunate that we came in contact with it by some mercy of one of his followers, or maybe through his book directly, his teachings directly. And we're even more fortunate that we read it and Krishna gave us the intelligence to say, wow, this is something real. There's something here. Let me inquire further. And even more fortunate that we are that at least most of us have approached a bona fide spiritual master or are in the process of doing that or understand the need of it. So we're so fortunate that we're not... This is just one person, Connor Murphy, that developed this, but there's just unlimited amount of people that do things like this. So our fortune is uncountable. So we can be very thankful to Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara that this is the mission that we have been given. But there's another interesting point here that I was seeing here that Prabhupada is saying that Kardama Muni saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his eternal form and that this is the ultimate goal of yoga and that he... bows down to him, bows down to his feet. Yesterday I heard, a few days ago I heard a short clip from Prabhupada saying that bowing down has to happen. I guess, I don't know the context, it was just like a 30-second clip. But he was describing that bowing down is actually something that is our nature. It's what we have to do. So we have to either bow down to death, old age, disease, suffering, maya, or we can bow down to Krishna. That's our position, is to bow down, to be subordinate. So the perfection of yoga is simply to bow down to Guru, Krishna, and the representatives of Guru and Krishna. And that way we'll actually be happy because that's our position. We have to find out where we can bow down. Maybe it's uncomfortable, but we find out where we can bow down and be satisfied. So Kardama Muni here, I could imagine, is in great ecstasy because he's seeing Krishna face to face and then is bowing down to him. So actually this is the real goal of yoga, perfecting our life so that actually Krishna reveals himself. There's two ways that I've heard Prabhupada describe is that we should be very, very, very eager to see Krishna. There's a whole lecture of this point given here in Los Angeles. It's Srimad Bhagavatam 1-12. It's a very amazing class. I highly recommend hearing it. But he describes the importance of being eager to see Krishna. And he gives this example of this great thief who heard about little Krishna wandering around Vrindavan covered in jewels. So he thought that he would go to Vrindavan and become a millionaire overnight. So he's very eager to see Krishna, and because he was meditating on Krishna so much, Krishna revealed himself to that thief and purified him. So that's one aspect, becoming very eager, but there's the other point of view is you can also act in such a way that Krishna comes to see you, wants to come see you. Like Dhruva Maharaj, Krishna came to see him. So there's two different ways of looking at it, but either way, seeing Krishna face to face is a perfection of yoga, but also the perfection of existence, because that's actually our constitutional position, Jivarasrupoi Krishna Nityadas, is that of seeing Krishna, serving Krishna, being his constitutional, eternal servant. That's the constitutional position of the living entity. So if you're serving Krishna in the spiritual world, you're also seeing Krishna, you're with Krishna. So we have to come to that point by performing devotional service so that we can be always meditating on Krishna, always thinking of Krishna and all of our duties, all of our every thought, word, deed, and action in all times, places, and circumstances should be with the thought of Krishna, directed in the service of Krishna. So that's actually real life, is seeing God. So we should get back to that position. We should get back to where you once belong by being with Krishna, serving Krishna. And purify all of our mundane material desires so that all of our desires are engaged in Krishna's service, not anything separate, because that can lead to going far astray. We may have a main goal of serving Krishna, but a material desire comes in, and then I go way off track. I see a nice form, of a woman, and my mind gets attracted, and you can go very far down that path. But if that thought comes, you just say, okay, Krishna, okay, mind, my dear mind, focus yourself on Krishna. Don't meditate on this mundane topics that will just lead you. The end goal of that is just straight up suffering, hell, into a massive pool of so many different miseries. So that's, there with a little pleasure at the beginning, there's pleasure here, but then a long path of suffering. So I should use my intelligence to remember this. Actually, real pleasure comes from serving Guru and Krishna. So a thought comes to take her mind away. We just have to bring it back under the control of the self. I don't remember this verse exactly, but Krishna says this in Gita, that one should withdraw the senses and bring them back under the control of the self. So that's very important. It's a practice that we have to do daily, every moment actually. And we should understand that actually I should only use what's been given to me as my quota and not over-collect, because then I become attached. We should understand that Prabhupada even says here in the purport, I can't remember exactly where, it's a long purport, but he says something along the lines of taking only what, here we go. Real devotees of bhakti yoga accept only the material necessities of life absolutely needed to maintain the body and soul together. They refrain completely from all exaggerated material sense gratification. They are prepared to undergo all kinds of tribulation, provided they can progress in the realization of the personality of Godhead. So we should only accept what is absolutely needed for us. And the nectar of instruction, second text, and then the purport, Prabhupada gives a really nice example of a bird who, if there's a bag of rice on the ground, will come take a few grains of rice and then go away. But the human being will grab that rice, put it in his cupboard where he already has so many other supplies, and hoard it. So we should learn how to take only what is needed. And we have a really good opportunity here in the temple to do that. We are served first class wonderful prasadam, and we just have our plate, we take that, and then that's it. So it's very simple. But yes, seeing Krishna, serving Krishna is the perfection of all yoga systems. We should understand that these other yoga systems aren't completely bogus. So we shouldn't develop that mentality. It's coming from Vedic authorities. But we should understand that Connor Murphy is a rascal. So we have a few minutes left. If anybody would like to fill in any points that I missed or correct me and anything I said wrong, please do so. We have a few more minutes. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Virgupati Prabhu. Yeah. Yes, we do like Kardama Muni. Actually, I have a god brother named Kardama Muni Das, meaning that he is a worshipable personality that we could be a servant of.
What he's receiving, what he's listening to, or what he's reading is authoritative. How does he know that this is coming from a true source as opposed to a false source? If he's a new person, he doesn't know. So he has to go to persons who have been around a while and who have received the information, the teachings, from an authoritative source. And the authoritative source, as far as we're concerned, is Srila Prabhupada and any of those at Srila Prabhupada who's associated with, like Bhaktisiddhanta and so forth. So that's a very important point. To not just accept anything, as you were mentioning, but to accept those on the basis of that it will be beneficial. Because if it's not authoritative, it will take us down, it will take us away, it will take us in a direction that will cause us to fall rather than to rise. So this is the very important. We could be wasting our time if we're falling, but if we're rising, we're not wasting our time. So that's the basic idea. Don't take it for granted anything. Ask questions. And if you get what you call useful, beneficial, authoritative answers, then you're on the right path and should continue in that way.
Jai, thank you for your clarification. Any other points?
Thanks for your nice class.
Thank you, Maharaj. Okay, if there's any last burning points. Okay, thank you very much for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to New Dwarka Dham and its wonderful devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. What is your name?
Bhakta Avatar Das.
Bhakta Avatar Das. All glories to Bhakta Avatar Das.